Let us all say amen. Amen. And our hope is that we all are going that way. Amen. Part of going that way, if you're visiting with us here on this morning, part of going that way is worshiping God. The Bible teaches in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 47 and verse number 42 that when we come to worship God, there are five acts of worship that the Bible teaches us. The Bible says in Acts 2:42, and they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayer. And then verse 47 lets us know, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So if you're not a Christian, according to the Bible, our hope and our prayer is that you obey the Lord as you participate in our worship service on this morning and hear the word of God. And it's my responsibility at the close of the message, I will tell you clearly from the Bible what God has commanded for one to become a Christian. That time you'll have an opportunity to obey the Lord. Amen? I want to thank all the brothers this morning that participated in our service on this morning, those that the prayers that was offered on behalf of us all, the scripture that was read, and one that led us in our commune and offering to the Lord. Amen? On this morning, this is a dual message in the sense that we'll look at the spiritual man, a spiritual person, could be a sister, on this morning. And then I'll follow up this afternoon looking at the carnal or the fleshly person. So I encourage you to take notes and follow along with the word of God on this morning as we look at the word of God. On this morning, I'll speak from Genesis chapter 20, and then this afternoon, I'll go back to the previous verse in verse 19 so we can see what God says from his word in that. And so on this morning, if you'll put up a screen on this morning or slides, and again, I'll just say for consistency that I'd like to share what the King James Version from which I'm teaching says so that you can follow along, because sometimes we have different versions of Bibles and sometimes it may read differently. So for clarity's sake, we want to look at the Word of God from the slides that we have. We'll go ahead and put that up. And I think as was said in our prayer on this morning, the brother said, he said that we may be lifted up, but I want to lift you up through the Word of God and lift up your spiritual level on this morning. So this morning, I want to speak from the subject in the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands. Yeah. And I like to share that when I look at the Word of God, I like to just start with the fact that when I'm preaching before others, to let them know that this is what we're doing on this morning. 2 Timothy 2:15, Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. One is approved of God when they apply what has been studied. When you apply what is studied, that's when you approve to God. We're not approved to God simply because we study. Yeah. That's why Jesus said, he said, heareth and doeth these sayings of mine, I liken him unto a wise man. My responsibility in this part of this verse is to make sure I rightly divide the word of truth. Amen? And so, as a person has shared with me, This is a mirror message. I believe most, if not all, messages can be filed as such. Why you call it a mirror message, Brother Stroud? Because James wrote, "For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass." The word glass in that text meant a mirror. So when we look at the word of God, it's designed for me to look at myself through the word of God and make those changes. And so as I said this morning, I'm talking to Brother Stroud and also preaching to you about the integrity of my heart. I'm talking about the heart of mine, not the physical heart, the heart of mine. But also, I want to look at the innocency of my hands, my actions, what I do as we look at the text this morning. In the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands. Let's look at the text this morning. The Bible reads, "And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur and sojourned into Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah." Yeah. Abraham told me she was his sister. So if he his sister, she free. But God said, God came to Abimelech in a dream by night. God did. How can God come to someone today? That's through the word of God. Yeah. God don't like he did to Abimelech. Now God speaks to us through his word. And he said unto him, "Behold, thou art but a dead man. For the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife." Yeah. God told him, "See, you're a dead man. You messing with somebody you ought not to." God told him, "You dead." God told him, "He dead." Let me get there in Genesis 20 so I can be with you on that. What if it was something you really wanted? The question is, what influence does the word of God have on what you would do? You really want something. He wanted this woman. The question is, to me and to you, what influence does the word of God have on you? God told him he was a dead man. Yeah. And I want to say to us, the Bible teaches in 1 Timothy 5:6 concerning the widow woman. Paul told Timothy, he said, "But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth." Yeah. Liveth in pleasure is dead. Why? We could have some in this building now that are spiritually dead, even though you're walking around. Because the Bible defines pleasure consisting in the gratification of the fleshly senses, which are not spiritual. There are things that I may desire. I may be living in the church. I may be a part of this congregation, and I'm just doing whatever I want to do. You are spiritually dead. Paul says she that liveth in pleasure, carnal pleasure. You're satisfying your senses that are fleshly. The Bible records you are dead while you live. I'm not doing much spiritually. I just do what I want to do. You dead. You like God told Abimelech, excuse me. See, you're a dead man. And I'm saying to any of us, if you're not working toward being spiritual, and I'll talk about that the next time I get up, I'll talk about how one becomes spiritual and maintain it. But you can be dead. The word gratification means to satisfy all my flesh. I'm doing the same thing in the Lord that I was doing before I came to the Lord. Same thing. What I was doing, I still do it. Yeah. I party, I still party. I drink, I still drink. Smoke, I still smoke. Whatever I was doing in the Word of God is not changing my behavior. You spiritually dead. But Abimelech had not come near her yet. Boy, thank the Lord for a yet. Yeah. And he said, Lord, will thou slay also a righteous nation? Lord, if I'm right, will you slay me if I'm right? Now, God wants everybody to do what is right. Yeah. Remember, like I said, said he not unto me. Abraham said to me, she is my sister. And even when I talk to Sarah, I say, Sarah, homeboy that you're hanging with, is he your? No, he ain't mine. Okay, then. She said herself, he is my brother. But the Bible teaches, he said to God, that's my title this morning, in the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands, I done this. He said, Lord, you know, understand this now. God knows all of our heart. You can't fool God. You fool us. Can't fool God. The word integrity, definition, Hebrew definition. Now, this is biblical integrity. Because we go to Webster, and Webster talks about having moral and ethical principles. I'm not talking about what Webster said. I want to know what God said. Yeah. So integrity is the act of doing that which is right according to the word of God. First of all, do you possess integrity? Do you have integrity to do what is right according to what the Bible says? Now, having said that, you got to know what the Bible says. Too many of us sometimes don't know what the Bible reads. When I look at innocency, it is the state of being not guilty of a wrong act. Abimelech was innocent. He hadn't done nothing. However, he charged God with the fact, you know my heart is innocent. And God said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart. See, I want to say us, just like Abimelech, we all possess thoughts that are contrary to the will of God. All of us. Yeah. Every one of us have desires and urges that's not consistent with the word of God. Yeah. And sometimes, as was the case with Abimelech, sometimes we can act on statements that are made and they don't give a clear understanding. Because from this, it looks like the fact that he said she wasn't married to him, he wasn't married to her. So now we sometimes act on that. But I'm saying to all of us, we need to get a clear understanding before we act as a Christian. Yeah. So the Lord said to him, see, Abimelech, I know that thou didst this for I know the integrity of thy heart. God said to him, because of the fact, and remember now, integrity is knowing what the word of God teaches. Sometimes we want to do stuff that opposes what the word of God says, and we want God to rescue us. That's not this case. God said to him, remember, the Bible said he had not touched her yet. Now, we have, from the Hebrew writer, we have the same Christ today, yesterday, and same God. Same God. So if I know what the word of God says, and I want to do what the word of God says, and I want to keep my hand clean in the sight of God, the Bible says, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me. What a wonderful God. God knows each of our hearts. And God told Abimelech, or Abimelech shared with God, God, look here, man, you know me. If I knew that woman was married to that man, there's no way in the world. I ain't say world. Yeah. See, world goes a little further than the world goes out there in the street. Yeah, world state. Yeah. He said, Lord, you know my heart. I want to please you. Man, I wouldn't have at that sister. I know she is wine, but I wouldn't. Why? Because of my heart. God told him, the word suffered oftentimes in the Bible means to allow. Well, Jesus said, allow it to be so now. God told him, therefore, allow I thee not to touch her. God sometimes warns us before we do things. But sometimes we're going to do what we same God. I would believe if I wanted to do what's right in my heart,
I know what the Word of God teaches, and I want to keep my hands clean. For I also withheld thee from sinning against me. I didn't allow you to touch her. First Samuel 16:7, God said through Samuel, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. God knows what's in our heart. We can't fool God. Yeah. Can't fool God. Fool man. Because we look at the outward appearance, how the person looks. God told him, now therefore, restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore not, or restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that is thine. The question on the floor this morning is, do we possess the biblical integrity to do what's right in the sight of God? And I want us to also see at the bottom of that, sometimes our sin can have an effect on the entire household. God said, not only you gonna die, but everybody that belongs to you gonna die. Sometimes we can sin and it affects everybody, even those that didn't have nothing to do with it or didn't know about it, they still are affected. And the Bible says, God told him, give this woman back to her husband. Now, if you do, I'm going to ask him to pray for you, and you're going to live. But if you don't, understand this here, you're going to suffer the consequences. And that's for every one of us. First of all, we need to know what the Word of God teaches. Then we got to have the integrity to do what God says to do. Because God, sometimes I can mess up and my whole household suffers. They don't have nothing to do with it and sometimes don't even know about it, but now we suffering. Yeah. And this could have happened years ago. And Mrs. Stroud, the girl, we still suffer because of the lack of integrity that I exhibited. The Bible says, therefore, Abimelech rose early. See, when you want to do what God said, get up early. Yeah, get up early. And he called all his servants and told all these things in their ears. And the men were so afraid. When they heard what God was going to do, they were scared. Then Abimelech called Abraham. He said, man, look here, let's chop this up. He said, what you done to us, man? Well, have I offended thee that thou hast brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? Thou hast done deeds unto me that ought not have to be done. And I want to say to each of us, sometimes people will do things to you that's not right. And you're a Christian. But now, what spirit will you possess once they did you wrong? We're going to find out what Abimelech did. Yeah. But man, you know, almost caused my whole family to die. What have I done to you? What have I done? Bible says, and Abimelech said unto Abraham, and said unto him, what sawest thou that thou hast done this thing? And Abraham told him, said, because I thought. Yeah, sometimes we think. Sometimes we dislike people. We have certain thoughts about people. That's wrong. Don't judge people like that. Yeah. Well, I thought I couldn't talk to you. I thought I could. Did you come and talk to me? Well, I didn't think you would. We talked about it last week. I didn't think you was approachable. Did you approach me? Well, I saw how you talk with other people. Did you talk to me? Because, see, sometimes in life, you'll find that a person may deal with a person one way because that's how that person dealt with them. Yeah. But I ain't never done nothing to you. Why you couldn't come to me? And that's what the Bible said. Michael talked that last week, Brother Foreman, that if somebody offends you, go to him and him alone. Do that as a Christian. Go to that person. But John, can I talk to you for a minute? Man, this happened and that happened. I just wanted to come to you because I'm coming to you. I'm not going to judge you. I'm going to come to you and talk to you as a Christian. I ain't going to raise my voice. I'm going to behave myself accordingly. And Abraham told him, said, because I thought, surely, the fear of God is not in this place. And they're going to see how nice my wife look, and they're going to say, man, we may well just kill him and just take his wife. And so Abraham started plotting. And understand this here, as a Christian, we ain't right when we try to plot to help God. You simply do what is right and allow God to do his part. I'm going to go into this town, and I'm going to let everybody know I'm going to Gerar, and I'm letting them know this is my wife. I'm married to her. This is my wife. And I'm going to trust God to protect me and my wife. Yeah. Sometimes when things get tight, we get scared. Yeah. Sometimes when pressures hit us and challenges hit us, sometimes we will. We all have done that. Amen. And yet, indeed, now, Abraham started explaining something. Now, watch how he said this here, because, see, you could tell the truth and it still not be right. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Again, be careful that we don't judge a person because of what we may think about them. But Abraham came back and said, and yet, indeed, she is my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife. But again, let me just say this here, drop this on us. A lie also is when I create a false or misleading impression. That can be a lie also, even though you told the truth. Yeah. If what you said was to mislead me, yeah. What he said, now you telling me this here now, but you didn't tell me you tried to mislead me, man. Yeah. And it came to pass when God caused me to wander from my father's house, Abraham still talking, that I said unto her, this is thy kindness which thou shall show unto me at every place whether we shall come, say of me, he is my brother. Let me say this here. We've got an example in Acts chapter 5 when Ananias and Sapphira got together. Why don't ever partner with your husband to do what's wrong? Amen, Brother Stroud. And brothers, don't pacify your wife and do what's wrong. No. See, Samson said, "Oh no, no, Abraham, no. I know I look good. I know people gonna be chasing me. But look here, I ain't finna say that. That's not truthful." Now watch the response of Abimelech. Even when people do you wrong, and sometimes some of us have issues when people do us wrong, we go back and we treat them the way they treated us. That's not Christian behavior. The Bible says, even though he had wronged Abimelech, look what Abimelech does for him. And I want you to notice the integrity of heart and the innocency of hand concerning Abimelech. He possessed what I would call a non-retaliatory heart. He didn't try to get back. The Bible says he took sheep and oxen, gave them some of his servant, men servant, his women servant. He gave them unto Abraham, and he restored Sarah, his wife. He did what the Bible said to do. Sometimes when we don't know what the Bible said, once you know what the Bible said, do what you know is right. That's why I'm saying that we study the Word of God. Now you got to go out and make application to what we study. That's the only way God approves you. God told Abraham, I told Abimelech, man, get that woman back to her husband. He didn't ask him to do what he did. But Abimelech has a heart of integrity. Here, man, I got some men servants. I got some women that are my servants. I got some sheep over there. I got some oxen over there. Look here, man. Even though you meant it for evil, God meant it for, yeah. You see, people can't trip you up and God not watching. Sometimes we get scared sometimes about people because they bad people, mean people. No, God is still watching. According to 1 Peter 3:12, God's eyes are over the righteous. And his ears are open. Now, this is integrity of heart. This is showing a man's hands to be innocent. And the Abimelech said, behold, he told Sarah, let me show you something. My land is before thee. He said, dwell wherever you live, build your house wherever you want to. Not only that, he said unto Sarah, he told that to Abraham. Then he told Sarah, behold, I want you to know what I did. Even though y'all did what y'all did, I want you to know what I did. Because he charged God with the fact, God, look at my heart. Look at my hands. The Bible said, behold, I've given thee, thy brother, 1,000 pieces of silver. How many of us, if someone do you wrong and they needed something from you, you would have the integrity to do right toward them? Because I find somewhere in the Bible, in Matthew 5, about 45 and 44, where the Lord said, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you. This is what Abimelech did. He said, behold, he is to thee a covering of the eyes unto all that are with thee and with all the other. Thus she was reproved. And so Abraham, now watch what Abraham did, because God told him that if you do this, I'm going to get Abraham to pray for you. Abraham did what he did. Notice why he did what he did. Abraham prayed unto God, and God, because at this point, Abimelech wasn't healed. Oh. Yeah. When people do wrong, God is watching. God said, you're going to take a man, wife, that don't belong to you? Watch this here. I'm going to hit your house. Ain't nobody going to have no children. You can't do wrong and expect right to come from it. Now, that's what some people call crazy. Doing what's wrong and expect it's going to turn out. The Bible says, when Abraham, and that's why the Christian have to pray for other people. That's why we have to pray. Because those that are not Christian, even though they pray, God is not hearing their prayers. So we have to pray for people that God would intervene in their lives and do for them what God is listening to our prayer. God heard Abraham's prayer. God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his maidservant. Now they can have children. Because before then, the Bible says, for the Lord had fast closed of all the wounds of the house of Abimelech. Because you trying to touch somebody. See, when we do wrong, it affects a lot of stuff. You going to mess with this woman that ain't your wife? Okay, do that. Understand this here. Won't nobody in your house, your servant, nobody going to bear children. And if you don't do right by her, you're going to die. But if you do what's right, Abraham gonna pray for you, and God will intervene in your life. Amen? Yeah. So the Bible says, let me go back here before I get into plan salvation. So what's my message this morning, Brother Stroud? My message is this. As my brother prayed today, this message is to allow us to rise to another spiritual level in our lives. But it all begins, again, integrity starts with knowing what the Word of God says. So if all I'm doing is living, and I'm not studying the Word of God every day. Yeah, as the Bereans, they search the scripture daily. I should be studying the Word of God every day to find out more about what the Word of God said. Why? So I can show integrity. And I also can keep my hands innocent. Yeah. Those of us are Christians. Yeah. And this is the message again. I'm talking to myself first. I'm sharing it with you. That's we studying this together. Yeah, ask yourself, how much time am I spending studying the Word of God? Can't get integrity without it. Yeah. And do I study to try to see what God has said, or do I just study to see what I want to see? Sometimes some of us go find scripture to try to justify the behavior we want to do. Not Abimelech. Abimelech's heart, he told God this. But he didn't have to tell God, according to 1 Samuel 16:7, God already knew this. Trying to help us make heaven our home. We won't get there unless we change. Unless we change. And once we start doing right, we got to keep growing. Understand this. It's almost like education. We never graduate as a Christian. Never. There's always courses and obstacles and challenges that and temptations that will come in your life no matter how mature you are. Yeah. Let us work toward integrity. Let us work toward having innocent hands. And this afternoon, Lord said the same, we'll talk about those wicked hands. If you're here this morning and you're not a Christian, I want to share with you from the book of Romans how one become a Christian. Five acts that the Bible teaches. And if you want to show integrity toward God, these are the things that God has commanded that you must do. First, the Bible tells us, Romans 10, 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You must hear from the word of God what God has said to all of us. And what God said is this, through Paul, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And the gospel of Christ are the three facts that Jesus Christ died for our sin. He was buried in a tomb. He rose again the third day. Paul said to them, for it is the power of God. What? The gospel of Christ unto salvation to everyone. You got to believe this. To the Jew first. And also to the Greek. So not only I have to hear the word of God, which is the gospel of Christ, I have to believe that. And then the Bible tells us, Romans 2, 4, despisest thou the riches of God's goodness and his forbearance, and he's long suffered with you, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to what? You got to repent. However you've been living, if you're out there and you're not a Christian, there may be someone in the audience today, you have not obeyed God. You're not a Christian according to the Bible. You're not a member of the Church of Christ. And I'll show you that in the Bible. You need to repent. You need to turn to God. Obey the gospel. You hear it. You believe it. You repent of your sins. And the Bible says, for all have sinned. That's what you repent of. Yeah. And come short of the glory of God. Every one of us did that at one time. All have sinned. The Bible said, but God commanded his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners. That's why we took the Lord's Supper. Christ died for us. Christ died for sin that we could die to sin. And then Paul Romans says, for with the heart, we talked about that this morning, man believeth unto righteousness. Yeah, you got to believe what's in the Bible. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I have to confess what I believe in my heart, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's the confession I make. And then the Bible says, Romans 6, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Don't stay in your sin. You need to be, the Bible teaches, for God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer? They had to die to sin. You die to sin initially in one place. He said, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into death. The only way we can become a Christian is to be baptized into Jesus Christ, having been taught properly by someone that's a Christian, not denominationalism. Someone that's a Christian that's to teach me about Jesus. Nobody in darkness can teach me how to get out of darkness because they're in darkness themselves. It takes someone in the light, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Bible says, therefore, we are buried with him, how? By baptism into Christ's death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Now you got a new life. You in Christ now. But you got to be baptized into Christ's death. By faith, Christ's blood is in the water. That's what cleanses me of my sin. You must be baptized. And then once you're baptized, the Lord asks you, according to Acts 2:47, I read this morning, Bible says, salute one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. The Lord would then add you to the only church you can read about in the Bible, the Church of Christ. It belongs to him. According to Acts 20:28, he purchased it with his own blood. And there may be someone here today. You may have done something that your heart may not be right, and you feel you need to repent of those things. You know, your hands may not be clean. And I'm talking about from the standpoint of your character, not your literal hands. But you need to try to make your hands innocent. There's someone today that would like to respond to the gospel message in any way, shape, or form. We bid you to come, and together we stand and sing a verse of a hymn. Thank you very much.